Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, here we are, Carl.
Wow, you're on the air again.
I know, I'm on the air
Tim,
twice.
I thought this was my big break.
Brian Feldman's doing news today.
It still might be.
No, this is your show.
So you missed the short list, you missed your own theme, you missed a whole bunch, but nothing. You know what, I can play the short list again so you can hear what's going on.
Well, and I'm still hearing myself in my headphones.
Well, that's horrible.
Yes.
But you know what, our engineering department is on it.
Crack engineering staff.
I woke Ryan up, and I
there's total echo in my headphones.
The first words I said to him were, "I'm sorry."
I can hear myself twice.
Well, then try not to say anything.
Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. If you haven't noticed by now, this is Tim Jones in for Mark Cox this morning, all morning here at 97.1 FM Talk. It is the Mark Cox Morning Show, joined by Carl Middleman, and we've got Ryan Feldman as well doing our news, weather, sports, and so on and so forth. Fellas, it's the holiday, right? Technically, sort of?
Yes, it is. We don't
For
have
some
to,
of us.
Sue Thomas is off today. There is no traffic. You are it.
Well, with my supporting cast, of course. And we're going to keep you highly entertained. We have a lot of great guests for you this morning and a lot of excellent content. Let's see. In the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from my very good friend, Rear Admiral Chuck Williams, who is now Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Navy, Chuck Williams. He is a local boy, done good. He's a St. Louisan. I met Chuck on the top of a tank or some kind of army vehicle back in 2016, where there was a Donald Trump rally down at Gravois Bluffs. And that's where I met Admiral Chuck Williams. He was running the Veterans for Trump operation here in Missouri. And after Donald Trump won election, the Admiral was very interested in getting an appointment. And I helped him however I could with some connections in D.C. I know many of our other local politicos like Senator Jim Talent and some of the current elected officials like Roy Blunt and Josh Hawley were helping him as well. He was a dog on a bone. You know, getting an appointment in D.C., as you can imagine, navigating that labyrinth is no easy task. But Admiral Chuck stayed on it. He was a frequent guest of my show throughout all those years. And about 3 months ago or so, he texted me and said, "I don't know if you heard, but I got my appointment." And he wasn't even necessarily looking for something of this level, but he did get something of this level. And so it was pretty cool. So I spoke to him recently. We're going to replay that interview for you. And he talks about what the Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Energy Installations in the Environment does, and some of the current things the Navy is doing right now here in the United States and around the world to make sure that our brave men and women are ready at any time. So you'll hear from Admiral Chuck at 5:35. In the 6 o'clock hour, we have a very interesting fellow. His name is Sam Adolphson. He is the policy director at the FGA, which is a national organization, the Foundation for Government Accountability. Why is Sam important to all of you? Well, he is the former chief operating officer and deputy commissioner of finance at the Maine Department of Health and Human Services. What did he do there? He oversaw the Maine Medicaid expansion program. That question about expanding Medicaid is going to be on our ballot in like a month from today, August the 4th. Tuesday, August the 4th is an election. Yes, I know we've been all overwhelmed with coronavirus, and the nation has been rocked with riots and protests and continues to be so in some quarters. But a lot of the business of the country has gone on and must go on. It's important that it does go on. And so we have an election, folks. I don't know if you're ready for this or not. Absentees are already available, and absentee voting is already occurring in Missouri. The actual election day, as I mentioned, is Tuesday, August the 4th. Medicaid expansion, should Missouri expand its Medicaid program, will be front and center on that ballot. There's not a lot of big questions. There's not a lot of heavily contested primaries, but Medicaid expansion is going to be one of those. So Sam Adolphson will join us. He actually testified in Jefferson City this very week, back on Tuesday, about this very issue. So he'll join us at 6:35, 7 o'clock hour. We've got Missouri State Senator Bill Igel. We'll ask him about his thoughts on Medicaid expansion. He's also up for re-election this year. He has a primary and a general election opponent. So he'll be hot and heavy on the campaign trail. And also Senator Bill Igel always brings us all the news we need to know about what is going on in your Missouri state government. At 7:48, I wanted to get an update from someone in the first responder health and medical field. So we've got frequent friend of the show, my very good friend, Eureka Fire Chief Greg Brown. He's the chief of the Eureka Fire Protection District. You know, we're hearing a lot about, you know, are we in the surge of the first wave of coronavirus? Are we in the second wave of coronavirus? You hear a lot of what's going on in the major, huge urban hotspots. What is happening in Missouri? You know, a lot of times all of our news is so nationalized that we think whatever may be happening, you know, over here is happening, or happening over there is happening here. Sometimes that's true, sometimes it's not. So Chief Greg Brown's going to update us on where exactly Missouri is and Missourians are in fighting coronavirus. How are we doing? How are we faring? How are our hospitals? All you hear, folks, on the mainstream media is cases, cases, cases. That tells like 10% of the story. We're going to check with Greg Brown on what are hospitalizations like? What are the ICU units like? What is the death rate like? And also, he's going to talk to us, as he always does around this time, about the importance of the Independence Day holiday to first responders in the military, because the chief does a lot of volunteer and charity work in those arenas. And that work goes on, even in the midst of a pandemic. In the 8 o'clock hour, our good friend, former state representative, U.S. Marine Corps retired, Paul Kirtman joins us. Paul termed out of the Missouri legislature, worked here for a few years, and then moved up to the great state of Wisconsin. I think he's trying to maybe find a way back to Missouri. It's why we stay in frequent contact with Paul, talking to Paul as a retired, as a Marine, as a Missouri former state representative. What does the Independence Day holiday mean to him? How's the military faring through all this as well? Paul keeps up to speed with all of those things and more. So lots of great guests, lots of great content this morning. Mark is going to be, I think, vacationing for the next week or so. I'm in today for him, and then I'm heading out as well. So you won't hear my voice for a while, but we got some awesome people subbing for next week. I'm here today. You got me all morning until 9 a.m., so keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk. And we'll begin this morning like we begin every morning with our national...
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, once again, the jobs report delivered in total. I mean, it was a massive jobs report. And why is it with, it seems like with President Trump, it always beats expectations. Like they're always downplaying it into the jobs report. I mean, Rachel Maddow the other night on MSNBC, I saw a clip of her. She was basically saying, you know, with some of the case spikes, et cetera, and the racial unrest and the protests that, you know, the country was going down the toilet bowl again, and we could expect, you know, the economy to tank as well. Well, never take your economic advice from Rachel Maddow because she missed the mark hugely, as did many of these who are these experts, by the way? They were off last month, I think the May jobs report. Many of them were saying we were going to lose on order of 7 to 8 million jobs, like it was going to be. They were off by a magnitude of 10, basically. I mean, really missing the mark. And they missed the mark again yesterday. We had almost 5 million jobs, 4.8 million jobs added. The unemployment rate, it's still ridiculously high, right? Compared to, we've been used to for the last 4 or 5 years, you know, even going back into the end of Barack Obama's presidency, you know, things were improving. When Donald Trump took office, the stock market took off like a rocket ship and the jobs immediately followed to the point where our numbers back in February of this year, you don't have to look back too far. You can look back to the beginning of 2020. Yes, the same year we're in now. I know it feels like it's been a century long, but you can look back and you can see the national statistics and go state by state. And even some of the states that have suffered for a long time, talking about the deep blue Northeast, they were seeing massive recoveries in many of their sectors and low job numbers. I believe the national rate was around 3.5%. Here in Missouri, we were lower than that. Our unemployment was down near 3%. So saying that things are better at 11% is strange to the ear, at the very least. However, we were up closing in on 20% unemployment. So the fact that it's down this quickly in the space of a couple months, 6 to 7 weeks, back down to 11% is remarkable. And there are no signs of it showing down. Yes, the media, the national media, seems to be talking down the economy every single day, just like they talked the economy down for the last 3.5 years. I don't think it's going to work. And the proof is in the pudding of the jobs numbers we got yesterday. The market responded accordingly. Let's remember, you know, again, it seems like we've been through several lifetimes in the last few months, but it has only been a few months. It was mid-March when the markets completely tanked out. They were up near 27,000 and change, right? And even higher, I think, at some points. And we went down to in the 18s. The market was in the 18,000s. It was a massive plunge. Folks, we're now back over 26,000 on the Dow. The NASDAQ, which is, you know, the tech-heavy index, your Amazons, your Googles, your Apples, they're traded in the NASDAQ along with a host of other stocks, mainly tech-related, not completely, but mainly tech-related. It's at an all-time high, and I believe it hit another high yesterday. It's over 10,000. So Before the pandemic, the NASDAQ was below 10,000. It is now, we're still, many will claim, in the midst of the pandemic, but yet we're improving. How are we improving? Well, back during the early days, all we had were projections and modeling. And we were told by the, quote, experts that hundreds of millions, literally millions of Americans would die. Remember that prediction made back in March? I remember it. My heart sunk. I mean, it was terrifying. They said over 2 million Americans would die this year, no matter what we did. Well, that was based on that London projection. They called that guy Professor Lockdown. He's since been disgraced. He's left his post. He got caught with his mistress, by the way. That was one of the reasons why. He was violating his own quarantine orders. So those were projections and modeling, right? We're now over 3 months into this. We have actual statistics and data. And what's going on now is all the younger populations came out. They were tired of being locked down for 3 months. Part of that resulted in a lot of the civil unrest and these protests and these riots. Part of that resulted in people going back to work. Excuse me. Part of that resulted in case spread, right? As the younger folks went out for Memorial Day, they went out in protests and riots, they went back to work, they went to the bars. There was a lot of mingling around the country where there had not been for months. And here's the good news. Those populations have recovered very well. The death rate continues to flatline or go down despite the fact that case count continues to go up. Those are facts you need to know. The economy knows this. It's smart. That's why it responded in such epic fashion. Hey, Tim Jones here for Mark Cox. I'm in all morning this morning until 9 a.m. It's great to be with you. Thanks for joining us on a pre-Independence Day Eve. We've got Admiral Chuck Williams up next. He's going to talk to us about what the heck the Assistant Secretary of the Navy does for energy installations and the environment. Keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm always honored and privileged to have my good friend Chuck Williams on the show. You remember him frequently as a guest in the past. He's been on a little hiatus because he's been working on a new title, which he has secured. He is now Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Energy Installations and Environment. What do they call you now up when you're with all the important people? Are you Mr. Secretary now? What's the official title?
Yeah, they do call me Mr. Secretary. It's an honor. I mean, it really is an honor, and I'm privileged to do it. I've got some great people working for me. We're working a lot of issues, frankly, around the world. I've got 98 military, Navy, and Marine Corps bases around the world, and there's a lot of issues happening. But I've got a great team of people, and we touch a lot, probably 100,000 lives in the United States Navy, if you really broke down all these different elements that we're involved in.
It's really astounding. So Secretary Williams, let me ask you, I bet a lot of people, you know, non-military folks, or maybe even some military folks, you know, there's so many different layers to our national defense. There's so many important missions that have to be undertaken every single day. Could you just tell our audience first, What is the Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Energy, Installations, and Environment? What does that encompass? What is the what does that mean, Energy, Installations, and Environment? What all do you oversee?
Well, so the installations, it's these 98 bases around the world, both Navy and Marine Corps, and then the environmental piece. Over the years, we have not done the best of jobs. We've got 600 bases, that's DOD-wide, about 150 that are Navy, Marine Corps, where they've been contaminated for whatever reason. There's something called PFAS, PFOA. It's a substance. It's not just military. You'll find it in civilian airports. It's used for firefighting equipment. It's actually used in clothing. It's used in suitcases. It's even in pizza boxes. It's on pots and pans. But EPA determined that it was a hazardous chemical, and so we've been asked to do extensive cleanup. I mean, the DOD budget to do this is over $2 billion a year to do cleanup. There's a lot of areas where we, on a base, if we've determined that that water supply is contaminated, we will provide water supply, I mean, bottled water to neighboring communities on the base as well, and then we do extensive cleanup. So that's a big issue. That's probably the hottest environmental issue we're working on. There's been some radiological material that's been found in some places. California, there's been some stuff up in New York and Bethpage that we've were involved in a cleanup. So I've probably got 2,000 people involved in environmental work. So that's a big part of it. And then I do the safety and all the energy. So there's a lot of worry right now about resilience. So if you're on a base and something happened where terrorist attack, whatever, and they found a way to go to destroy your energy source from some utility company or a transformer, blow it up, whatever. What kind of resilience do you have? So it's not just energy; it's cyber, it's water. There are some water levels rising, and particularly in Virginia, if you look at some of the docks and piers, you will see that as this water rises, you get to a point where it may affect your ability to deploy a ship, to offload, onload material on a ship, and then get it away from the pier and out to its mission to deploy. So, you know, we're looking at building some higher piers. We're doing some work in Hawaii right now. I mean, it's a $2 billion project. There's one that we will probably do up in Washington. We've done some on the Northeast Corridor. So it's a lot. It really comes down to readiness, Tim. Safety is a big issue I worry about. We're putting a big emphasis. I put some money into a safety program to try and make sure our sailors, our civilian workers, we look out for them, do whatever we can, whatever lessons we learn to make sure another mistake isn't made where somebody gets hurt. And no matter what we do, it just seems like, you know, people do get hurt. Some people will get killed. But I want to minimize that. I think we can do a much better job, and I'm putting a lot of emphasis now. Got a really good team of guys working safety, so that's a big issue as well.
Well, that's great to hear. Well, speaking of safety and health, I bet you a lot of folks now as I'm speaking to you are wondering, you know, how are our armed forces doing with coronavirus? You know, you don't hear a lot about it. So I assume that if it was a real big problem, the media would be all over it. But so I'm assuming the military's had to deal with it, but maybe be dealing with it well. Am I correct in that regard? I bet you that's changed maybe a little.
Yeah. A lot of precautions. I mean, we used to have like 25,000 people working in the Pentagon. We've got about 5,000 now. So a lot of people are teleworking from home. On our ships, we just had a carrier that was out, I think, for the longest at sea period in its history. And I forget which carrier it was. I'm thinking Nimitz. But like 180 days, something like that at sea. Because the concern is pulling in port. And if you have no contamination right now on the ship, nobody has this. The only way to get it is to get either people come from ashore and go on the ship to do some work or visit for some reason, or sailors get off the ship and go ashore and contract it somehow. So we've got a lot of ships spending a lot of time at sea right now. There's a few places we'll go. Guam is one on the Pacific. I think Road to Spain is another one in the Mediterranean that we'll go, that we feel safe to let the sailors off. But it's, I mean, you might have heard about the firing of the Teddy Roosevelt captain because of some concern over how it was being handled, and I think the Navy lost some trust in the leadership of the ship. So it's a big deal, and we're still working our way through it.
Absolutely. So, hey, folks, we're speaking to Secretary Charles Williams, the Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Energy, installations and environment are all the subgroups he worries about and takes care of. And as you can tell, he's got a lot that he has to consider, not only in the U.S., but around the world involving the U.S. Navy. Chuck, I thought I heard some news. The president was somewhere, and he was announcing a big new deal with some involving a lot of jobs where there's a new – I thought it was a Navy project specifically in Wisconsin. Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
What does that involve?
Yeah, you did. We're going to replace the littoral combat ship with a fast frigate. There were two places we were building that ship. One was up in Wisconsin. They're going to begin, as this LCS ship program comes to an end, start building this frigate. And so there'll be a lot of jobs up in Wisconsin for some time to come. It's kind of on the Wisconsin-Michigan border, so a lot of those fellows or folks who work there are coming in from Michigan. I talked to Congressman Bergman the other day. He's from Michigan. And we talked a little bit about that program. It's a good deal, and I think it's another ship we need. It won't be as expensive, obviously, as some of the, you know, the cruisers and the carriers, but it's going to create presence for us forward. Where, you know, I used to talk about strength or peace through strength that's visible. So mm-hmm. if an adversary mm-hmm. sees us, they know we're there and they can take note. And an ally who might sometimes wonder, will the United States be there for us? When they see our ships off their coast, they know we're there for them. If I could, Tim, I wonder if I could talk about readiness a little bit, because readiness is a big deal for me.
I was actually going to move to that next, and I wanted to know. You know,
go ahead. I didn't know how much time we had, and I want to make sure we covered that a little bit.
No, I wanted to ask you about that because I think, Mr. Secretary, a lot of folks are you know, they see the big headlines every day, and they see all the spending that the government's having to do. We're having to, like, literally try and provide relief funds to the entire nation. I think people are wondering, well, do we have enough money to fund all the necessary things like the military? And, you know, is our military being well funded throughout this crisis? So, yeah, talk about the readiness. Talk about, you know, that aspect of the U.S. Navy.
Well, we don't have enough money. We always just prioritize. And, you know, the SecDef will make a decision, look at all the service branches and needs. And, you know, we do want a bigger fleet. It might be of interest. So when President Trump did take over, I mean, I think he deserves some credit with this. So I'm not only to get partisan here, but in January of 2017, we had a fleet of 273 ships. Okay. And right now we're at 300 ships as of about a month ago. And before the summer's over, we will add a couple more. And the USS St. Louis, which is the latest littoral combat ship, will be commissioned in Mayport, Florida. The Taylor family from Enterprise Leasing are the ones that are the sponsor for that ship. And so it's a big deal for St. Louis. But anyway, that ship will be commissioned, and it'll be another ship that will be ready to go on the eastern seaboard for work in the Mediterranean, probably even into the Persian Gulf. But on the readiness front, so one of the things I do fight up here is trying to make sure that we have everything we need to train, to equip. One of the biggest advantages the United States Navy has over any adversary is our training. Mm-hmm. We fight like we train. And there are a lot of people who would like to see us, our training areas that we need so desperately, be shrunk, be given up, have interferences, obstacles put in the like wind farms, things like that, that create problems for us to operate. And the way we operate now, you know, we'll have more ships at sea in an exercise, and they'll be spread out, so we are, our distribution is wider, requiring more water space. And I just worry that sometimes everybody with the best of intentions, somebody might say, I think a wind farm is the best thing we can do for green energy. But is it at the expense of the United States Navy to be ready? We weren't ready in when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, World War II. We weren't ready when North Korea attacked South Korea, and we took a pretty good beating early in that war. I'd hate to see us never be ready again. And if you look at things that are going on in the Pacific theater right now, and I try to make these points over and over, but China has become much more aggressive in the last few months than even in the last few years past. They've had aviation intrusions into Japan, aviation intrusions into Taiwan airspace. They have rammed two South Vietnamese fishing vessels in the last 2 years. They are just intruding a lot of places, and I think they really thought that the United States was in a position of decline, and that we were just going to have a tough time getting ready with this pandemic to be able to go to sea. And so we had three carrier strike groups recently go out in the Pacific theater, and I think that came as a big surprise to the Chinese. I don't think they thought we could muster a fleet and a strike group of that capability out there. So that's one of the biggest things I worry about is readiness, being prepared. I'm not an alarmist. I'm not saying somebody's going to attack. I am a realist. Mm-hmm. But in my position is the competitor, if you will, who is the bigger, the better, the badder, the stronger, has more capability, more equipment, better trained, will be the victor. And the other party may think twice about it may deter any kind of aggression, any kind of adversarial behavior, if you think, hey, there's a chance I'm going to lose. I don't want to lose what I've got. So you kind of hold back. But when you think that it's going to be yours for the taking, then you can be much more aggressive. And I just watching the Chinese recently, I'm worried about, frankly, how aggressive they're becoming. So it's a state, you know, I don't want to get into the diplomatic side, but I just it is a readiness issue that I focus on and think about every day.
Sure. Well, you've preached that peace through strength motto to me for a long time, and I think of two presidents. I think of Ronald Reagan, and I think of our current president, Donald Trump, and that's definitely been a motto of both of theirs as well. Mr. Secretary, before I let you go, you know, you're talking about readiness, and we've talked a lot about ships and the aircraft and the planes. But, you know, I know you agree with me on this. You know, we are so strong as a military force because of our people, because of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and all the supporting cast that helps them out. How is recruiting going these days? And also, you know, you've had an awesome career in and around the U.S. Navy. You know, tell folks for our young people who are listening, or maybe their parents, you know, why should folks consider a potential career in the Navy these days?
Well, I think it's different than it was many, many years ago. The type of equipment that we operate is so technologically advanced that when you go through 4 years in the Navy and all the schools it takes to get you properly trained to go out and do your mission, you have learned so much, and it's a transferable skill to the civilian side. You get to see the world, frankly. I mean, it's an old saying, but it's absolutely true. I mean, I have seen several parts of the world. You'll meet some very interesting people. And the one thing that really does hold true, everybody goes into the Navy and nobody's differentiated. Nobody's better than the other. I don't care about gender. I don't care about race, sex, whatever. You go in there and everybody's treated equal, and there's a certain standard you have to make. And those who make it can go on and have a successful career. And if you are unable to make it, then your time in the service will be pretty limited. But it is the one place you can go that there is no different standard. You got to make it. It's up to you. And I think people that go in there and they take a lot of pride having gotten through the program. And like I say, the skill set is so transferable. If you ever looked at the thread of those who we recruit from, you'll see a lot come from the South. And those folks, I see it as a real opportunity to get out and experience life. It really will make you grow up. But guys, I know if parents, kids come home and they say, you won't believe how much my son or daughter has changed and how much better they are. And we are so proud of our children for serving their country. It's a big deal.
Well, Mr. Secretary, I couldn't be prouder of you. I'm really happy that you were able to get this incredible position, and I wish you Godspeed and all the best. I sleep better at night knowing folks like you are serving our nation at the highest levels every single day. We hope we come back and speak with us again soon. Admiral Chuck Williams, now Secretary Charles Williams, have a great Independence Day, 4th of July holiday, and thanks for all you do for our country.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization run by three avowed Marxists. Go check. Black Lives Matter has been planning to destroy the police for 3 years. They've finally gotten stupid Democrat mayors to agree with them. Please remember that all the lawlessness is happening in Democrat cities run by Democrats, sometimes for 40, 50, and 100 years. There hasn't been a Republican mayor there in forever, except New York. And it was me, and I brought crime down 65%, and Bloomberg got it up to 75%. And right now, murder is up 58% under the regressive Democrat mayor, who's typical of Democrat mayors all over the country. They are a disaster. They're a danger to their people.
Yeah, that's America's mayor there, Rudy Giuliani, dishing out some truth and facts. And you know, folks, part of what he said may make some people squirm in identifying BLM. And I'm talking, you know, the official BLM, you know, that. Black Lives Matter organization, right? The political organization, because they are a political organization. And a lot of people may think that Rudy's just throwing around epithets there, calling him a Marxist organization. Well, you can actually go look at the interview of the lady who is the founder of Black Lives Matter. And I believe she currently still runs it. And she talks about the fact that she's very happy that she's an avowed Marxist. I mean, that is their design here. They're utilizing George Floyd's death. And when was the last time you heard that name mentioned on national media? It's really sad that this is where this has gone, into rioting and destruction of American civilization. Well, we're here on America's the eve of America's holiday. Tim Jones in for Mark Cox. We got lots more show straight ahead in the 6 o'clock hour. Sam Adelson, we're going to talk about Medicaid expansion across the country, because the question is on your ballot here in Missouri in August. Sam Adolphson in the 6 o'clock hour. Lots more news, analysis, and guests. Keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.